You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. We'll be right back. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
Thank you.
You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
Good evening and welcome back to Stags Radio, your home of live matchday commentary for all of AFC Totten's matches. Tonight's broadcast is sponsored by Jellyfish Livewire. More about them very soon. But we're here at St Mary's Stadium, the home of Southampton Football Club, for what promises to be an excellent game of football. So, as I said, here at St Mary's, home of Southampton FC, where tonight the Stags will face their final game of the 2021-2022 season, the SDFA Senior Cup Final against Follen Sports. Joining me to oversee this showpiece event and a very, very late replacement is my good friend, Ben Rocky Adams. Good evening, Ben. Oh, so let's start that again. Good evening, Ben.
Good evening, Doug, and good evening, everybody. Welcome to Stags Radio for tonight's match.
Well, look, pitch looks impeccable. Stadium looks great.
Yep.
This game has got a lot of promise, hasn't it?
It does, and we've got a nice evening for it. The sun is just thinking about setting behind the Kingsland stand on the opposite side of the ground from where we are. And the players of both sides actually look right up for this.
They do indeed. We are still waiting. Of course, it's a bit different when you go to a different ground, especially when it's a neutral venue. We're still waiting for our team sheets to come up to us, but the busy man, Richard Matthews, will be on his way up, I'm sure, in due course. But there'll be plenty more from Ben. We're hoping Richard Matthews will be coming up to join us as well for a little bit of co-commentary as well. But for now, let's have a little look back at the tournament so far. And, well, this has been quite a route to the final. Check this out.
Let's take a look back at AFC Totten's route to the final, sponsored by Jellyfish Livewire. In round one, the Stags butted antlers with Wessex League Premier side Bashley, with a solitary goal separating the sides.
Here's Hoey, getting the ball from Taylor. Hoey sends the keeper the wrong way! Cute little flick on from Taylor. Hoey charged forward, and he fires Totten into a 1-0 lead.
In the second round, the boys in blue put on quite a show as they swept aside 14th tier Durley.
Oh, Grengry's dismissed though, and it finds Taylor. Got Grengry outside him, and it's smashed into the top left-hand corner, and that's yet another brilliant goal for AFC Totten. And it's AFC Totten 13, Durley 0.
Round three saw another David versus Goliath clash as 13th tier Hedge End Town were clipped from the cup by a persistent Totten side.
Adams' first time to Waterfield, he's come forward, and Besant was sharply off his line, but this is going to be turned in by Hoey for 12.
The quarter-final stage saw the first away game of the Stags' cup run as they travelled to Hamble Club FC.
Kasimu has got this ball here, a good bit of interplay here. Can Williams finish it? He can! Brett Williams is on the score sheet and makes it 4 for AFC Totten.
So a 4-0 victory in Hamble Le Rice set up a mouth-watering semi-final clash with Southern League rivals Winchester City.
And in the end it was a lot closer than perhaps it needed to be, but the Stags hold on for a place in the final. Your final score is AFC Totten 2, Winchester City 1.
So that's how they got here, but tonight's the night. Follen Sports stand between AFC Totten and their SIP, Southampton Senior Cup Trophy.
Wow. It's considering it's not the major tournament, cup tournament for AFC Totten, one of the major ones, it's provided quite a lot of action, hasn't it, Ben?
Yeah, throughout the course of the competition, you mean. Yeah, we started off with a relatively routine 1-0 victory over Bashley, which I think a lot of people were hoping for a bit more from in terms of that particular match, because there's supposed to be a long rivalry between the two clubs. But then in the next two rounds, we were just scoring goals for fun against clubs that, you know, put up as good a fight as they were able to. It was a bit of a strange one because you had Scholing and Winchester playing each other at the same time.
And that's just the way it goes. With the SDFA Saturday Senior Cup, they have a random bye in the first round in order to level it out to the 32 teams. And that does throw up a few interesting ties, doesn't it?
It does. And it was difficult to follow as well. I was trying to follow it for the programme because, as you know, I'm the programme editor. And you were getting a situation where teams had played three rounds in the cup while some first round matches still hadn't been played. So
it was a little bit odd, but it's all leveled its way out.
Yep.
Folland are here, and let's have a little look at Folland. So they're managed by Dave Herbert. They're known as the Plainmakers, and they're from Hamballer Rice. So it's just about 9 miles away from the Snows. They've had a turbulent season in the Wessex League Division One, which is the 10th tier of English football. But they finished fourth in the end. So they finished the season really, really strongly.
They did. And fourth, of course, got them into the playoffs. They ended up winning their playoff semi-final. But then they lost the playoff semi-final against Newport on penalties, I think. Newport Isle of Wight. So.
Yeah, a real shame there for them. Because, of course, they they were so close getting to the playoffs. But yeah, as you said, 2-2 draw. Lost 5-4 on penalties against Newport. They're a strong footballing side. There's plenty of history between these two teams.
Yep.
They've met 46 times, only 42 on record, which is interesting.
Yep.
But from that, AFC Tottenham have won 18, and we've lost 12, drawn 12. So Tottenham haven't had it all their own way against them.
Well, no, but if you look back at the historical records against a lot of the local clubs, you know, Tottenham often haven't had the best of the records. It's only in recent years that we've become something of a bigger club in the local area. I saw Folland's semi-final against Forley the night before we played Winchester at Scholing, and they're a good side. They soaked up a lot of pressure that day and hit Forley on the break in a game which they were initially second best, but they came out on top in the end and deserved their 2-0 win.
They did indeed. So having a little look at the last meeting between the two sides, it was back in 2015, a 2-1 victory for Folland, and it was Joe Maxwell who scored the only goal for AFC Tottenham. As we said, we are still waiting for the team lineups. We are hoping that they're going to be on their way very shortly, especially as the mascots are pitch side and they are ready to go. And there are hordes of them.
Yep. How many mascots do you need?
Well, I'm not sure, but it's great to see them down there. There are 16 mascots for each team.
Yep.
They are primarily the under-10s team, which is Mark Lilly's team. A couple of the under-12s who are run by M West, and a couple of the players' kids as well. So a real family affair.
It's nice to see that Harry Brookwell and Adam Lawrenson are both down there to wrangle them all in, and Harrison Reed is down there as well, our cameraman. So
yeah, he's doing a little bit of work down there, isn't he? Just making sure they're in a nice straight line. Also seeing Steve Brookwell, who is pitch side as well, looking very dapper in his suit.
Yeah.
Just a few mentions for the rest of the media team. We've got where's Jakub? Jakub Czekalski is out there as our second VJ. We've got Ollie Howard sitting up behind me on Twitter. If you want to follow the Twitter commentary, you can indeed. So let's have a little look at the routes to the final for the two sides. So Folland's had a bye in the first round. They had an away walkover in the second round against Bemerton Heath Harlequins. In round three, their first game of the competition, they beat Brockenhurst 3-2. They then beat AFC Stoneham Reserves in the quarterfinal 2-1. And in the semi-final, as you mentioned, Ben, they beat Forley 2-0 in that semi-final. And that's how we made it here. So the teams are lined up now. And we can see 1, 2, 3. Just checking. Yeah, they have got 11 players. I didn't think Tottenham had 11 there. It looks less than 11.
Well, it's difficult to tell with all the mascots in the same kit as well.
And also
Freddie Reed being so short.
Yeah, Freddie Reed being quite short. And also the fact that we are a long, long way away up here on the media deck at St Mary's.
I must say, I do like that Feyenoord-inspired kit that Folland have got.
It is very, very smart. And look, for a cup final, it's always nice when you turn up looking smart, isn't it?
Yeah.
So just getting it announced. So we're just having a little look. As we said, it is very fresh to us because systems are all a little bit different. Just getting a few waves here. I can see Lewis Fenimore down on the touchline with Jimmy Ball. They are ready to take this team to their first cup final as a pair. And you've been doing a little bit of reading about Lewis Fenimore, haven't you?
Yeah, well, when I was researching basically who he was when he came to join us as assistant manager, among his former clubs, just after he returned from a stint in the USA, he actually joined the club then known as GE Handball, which we now know as Fulham Sports. He was with them for a couple of years just before they changed their name back to Fulham Sports.
Yeah, they've had plenty of names, haven't they, in their history, which isn't uncommon. But for them to have had such drastically different names is a little bit uncommon, isn't it?
Yeah, they were originally formed by workers of the aircraft manufacturing factory that was located in Handball, hence the nickname the Plane Makers. But there's also Handball Club in that area, who we, of course, played in the, was it the quarterfinal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and they're very, very close. Yeah. You pass both sides on the same road, don't you?
Yeah, so I wonder whether the changing of the name has had something to do with distinguishing themselves both from the Handball Club, the football club, and also the Working Man's Club that goes by the same name just around the corner from where the two football clubs are located. So,
super. So as we mentioned, Ben will be with us, well, for the foreseeable. I have just seen Richard Matthews. I didn't see any team sheets in his hand, but we will see. We're waiting for that. But as we mentioned, our sponsor of tonight's broadcast is Jellyfish Livewire. And they are a marketing company that primarily work on web development and design, content marketing, SEOs and branding. They've got loads of experts in driving sales. So if you do have any of your marketing needs, do go to www.jellyfishlivewire.co.uk. Well, we're in full sunlight here at St Mary's, and it's not long away. Kickoff in the SDFA Saturday Senior Cup Final is just around the corner. Can just see Captain Harry Medway just doing a few stretches. And we are getting near. And I tell you what, it's starting to fill up around us a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, I was a little bit concerned when we got here that there weren't very many people around. But yeah, it's filling up quite nicely. I think we could be in for a decent crowd.
Yeah, I think I would agree with you on that. So we are just trying to see. Look, we can only apologise for the fact that we haven't got team sheets. We will bring you those lineups, those all-important lineups, as soon as we can. We are just minutes away from kickoff. Just the presentation party from the SDFA just being introduced to the players right now. And can see club photographer Craig Hobbs is here. Where is he?
He's right down at the front, right?
There he is. Yeah, he is down in front of us. Yeah. So, look, a cup final.
Yeah.
Even though there's two leagues between the two sides, it means nothing on the night, does it?
Well, if you go back a couple of years, Tottenham got to the semi-final of the same competition against Bush Hill, which is a club now known as Millbrook. And they were 2-0 up in that game and ended up going out on penalties. And Nathan Gray, who is up front for Fulham Sports today, I see him in the lineup there, was playing for Bush Hill on that day. So Tottenham got stung then, and they could get stung today if they don't keep their heads on it.
Yeah, completely agree with that. And that's the thing, isn't it, is you just don't know. And it comes down to the 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Again, we haven't had it confirmed whether it will go straight to penalties or not. We believe it will go straight to penalties because of the rest of the competition, which has been so far. But look, it's been a lovely day in Southampton today.
Yep.
And it continues to be. We have got the sun in our eyes.
Cool.
But that will be dipping down very shortly, won't it, Ben?
Yeah. Well, we can put our hands up for the time being to shield everyone out. The Tottenham players just doing a few warm-up sprints and now taking their positions. The referee's about to get things started.
Yeah, I have now just been sent the team sheets, which is great news. So we will run through those very quickly. Now, so in goal for Fulham Sports is Henry Newman. Then they've got number 2, Jake Bartlett. Number 3, Fabio Manuel. Number 4, Brad Johnson. Number 5, Connor Rowe. Number 6, James Johnson. Number 7, Kenny Gutierrez. Number 8 is the captain, Matt Casey. Number 9 is Jamie White. Number 10, Nathan Gray, as you mentioned. And number 11 is Jake Long. On the bench, they've got Joe Southerden, Nick Watts, Jake Newton, Will Gange and Austin Banhire. Right, now for your AFC Tottenham lineup, and there is one slightly surprising selection. Because of injury, Brett Williams will be starting in goal. All three of our goalkeepers, Lewis Noyce, Ahmad Skriniars and Josh Jeffries, are unavailable tonight. So Brett Williams starts in goal. And don't worry, ladies and gents, he has looked very good in the warm-up. Hopefully that's not tempting fate. Number two will be Callum Bourne. Number three, Jordan Regay. Number four, Adam Tomasso. Number five, Adi Olamiwa. Number six, Captain Harry Medway. Number seven, Jake Adams. Number eight is Freddie Reed. Number nine, Hisham Kasimu. Number 10, Ethan Taylor. And number 11, Lewis Waterfield. On the bench, we've got Jack Hoey, Nathan Hurst, Shaq Gwengri, who is our top scorer in this competition this season, and Pascal Kapugamu. Hey, look, Ben, it's a strong lineup, isn't it?
It is, and as we say, as long as the players have their minds on the game today, which they should have, and which they have had for the vast majority of the games this season, we should be the favourites.
Yeah, you would think we are, with the positions between the two sides, and we are underway here and at St Mary's, and straight away, little push, I thought, there from Freddie Reed, but nothing given, and a good challenge there by Follens. Ball played forward now. It's going to be too far, and Adi Olamiwa takes no risks, just put it out of play. Sensible play there early on.
Yep, he read the situation well. Got to the ball first.
I think he had no option but to play that ball out of play.
Yep.
So it will be an early throw for the, well, technically, away side tonight.
Well, I think, are they closer to Southampton than we are? Well, I guess they're not really, are they?
I think it was, yeah, well, they are closer to the ground. Oh, they are closer to this ground than we are, but we did win the toss. Yeah. Richard Matthews won the toss.
Well, they got planes as well, apparently. So, you know.
So it is going to be another throw in down near the corner flag. I think they're just rolling it back now. Very slow start to this game here at St Mary's. If you are just joining us on the Podbean, please do get it liked and shared. Put it on all of your socials. Opportunity to cross here for Follens. It's blocked away, but they keep hold of the ball. Out on this right-back position. Good challenge there by Callum Bourne, and it will be another throw.
Again, good reading of the situation. He made a strong tackle there, but he timed it very well, got the ball.
But a lot of football being played in the attacking areas for Folland.
Yeah.
And that's blocked away again.
Well, they've had three attempts to cross. They've all been blocked so far. So Tottenham are dealing with it, but certainly Folland have signalled their intent to get on the front foot as soon as they can.
And Fabio Manuel has been on fire this season. He is their top. He's their left back. We're in number three tonight. This is an opportunity to shoot here, but that's not going to cause any problems. And Brett Williams clears it high with his boot. Yeah, chooses not to pick it up.
Yeah, I would have.
But the ball headed forward here, and Brett does come out and collect it.
I would have expected him to pick that one up, really. But he's probably nervous. Probably needs a few touches to settle into the game, playing in goal. For all the experience he has as a footballer, that's not playing in goal, is it?
Yeah, well, I didn't prepare a commentary note on his goalkeeping abilities or his goalkeeping experience. Long ball played forward there by Harry Medway, and it does go out for a throw in on the far side as we look at it. But yeah, Fabio Manuel, their left back, top appearance maker this season. He's made 48 appearances, only one as a substitute. So 47 starts this season, scoring 13 goals from left back and 14 assists. That's not a bad return for a left back.
I think he's the one who set up both of their goals in the semi-final, actually. And one of them in particular was a fabulous piece of skill on the left-hand side to put the ball in for Nathan Gray to head home from close range.
Folland looked to get the ball over the top of Harry Medway's head, but it just rolls out of play. Just a little bit too speedy there.
Yeah. As I said, I do like this Folland kit. It's red and white halves like the classic Feyenoord, but they're wearing red shorts and red socks as well.
Yeah, and they are shooting from right to left as we look at it in this first half. Of course, Tottenham wearing their all blue with their white shoulders, white sleeves, sorry. They will be shooting from left to right. An all orange kit for the Follens goalkeeper and an all yellow kit for Brett Williams. Opportunity here, a bit of space here for Kasimu. Looks for the big switch of play. It's a long way behind Jake Adams, and Jake Adams just plays the sensible ball back to right back Callum Bourne. Adi Olamiwa now, just about 10 yards outside his own box, plays it short to Bourne. They're just keeping the ball now. They've seen that Follens have had a bit of possession, so now they just want to get a bit of composure with that ball at their feet.
It's important to do this, I think. I don't think they would have wanted the game to start quite the way it has, Totten. But now they've got the ball, they're pushing it around, everyone's getting a touch. And I think they can start to settle down now and start to impose their own style of football on the game.
And Follens will know that Brett Williams is a striker. They will know that he's not a goalkeeper. Opportunity here? No. It's cleared long by the goalkeeper, Henry Newman. And Bourne has a bit of work to do. Gives it back to Brett Williams. Clears it with his left boot. Not convincing, but Freddie Reid deals with it brilliantly.
Gives
it to Adams, who cuts inside. Now finds Waterfield. Can Waterfield play a loose touch there? And he's dispossessed. But Regay was... Well, he's like a steam train up that left wing there.
Yeah, there was an excellent opportunity there to release Jordan down the left-hand side if we could get the ball out to him. But the Scholling midfielder did well to nip that one in the bud.
It looks like Manuel is playing as a left midfielder at the moment. And Regay clears that cross away. But he's a tricky player here, the left-sided player.
Yeah, and we don't want to be leaving him too open as he is at the moment. Ball coming across to his side, but Callum Bourne deals with it. Yeah, back to the goalkeeper.
That was a long ball there from Jake Bartlett in the right back position for Follens, and Brett Williams just going to take his time with the ball, and he plays it out short to Olamiwa, just coming out of his box on the right hand side. Short ball forward, and Jake Adams with a loose touch, and now there's a bit of space here for Follens. They shoot from range, but that is not going to be troubling anyone. Well, and most notably, not Brett Williams.
And at least he'll get another touch of the ball as he has to go to the far side to go and retrieve it, because there aren't any ball boys today.
No, there aren't. And you're used to that multi-ball system here at St Mary's. But I think it'll be a relief for these players with the size of this pitch that there isn't a multi-ball system and that would speed up play.
Yeah, potentially. I think... Ultimately, the size of the pitch could be to Tottenham's advantage. We like to play those cross-field diagonals, which Jimmy Ball is very insistent that his players do.
Yeah, and he's keen on them, isn't he?
And with Jordan Regay on the left-hand side and Callum Bourne always willing to get down the right-hand side, you know, that could be an important aspect of the game. But at the moment, Tottenham are just struggling to really impose their preferred style on it.
Yeah, it's one of those things in a cup final, no matter the level of the teams, they always have a period of kind of feeling each other out. But now there's a bit of space here for the ball into the box, and there's nobody there. It was Ethan Taylor with the curling ball into the box. But Jake Adams has won a throw-in on this near side. But that was the first opportunity for Tottenham to get that ball into the box, and nobody was attacking it.
Yeah, it happened a bit too quickly, really, for players to get forward. But we've got a throw now midway inside their half.
Yeah, so it will be Callum Bourne to come and take that. Plays it short to Lewis Waterfield, who bounces it back to Bourne. Bourne looking for a bit of interplay with Adams. Going to have to work hard here. Can he win something? Corner ball one there.
Good tackle.
That was a good fair challenge. It was a hefty challenge on Callum Bourne, but a fair one at last, and it will be a corner ball for Tottenham.
Nothing wrong with hefty challenges as long as you get the ball, and that was a clean tackle. So
You're a fan of a hefty challenge, aren't
you? I used to be a proponent of them in a previous life, despite my diminutive size. But there's nothing wrong with strong challenges as long as you're winning the ball and actually helping your team to get forward. It's the rough stuff that you don't need.
So Jake Adams looks to clip the ball into the box. There's a couple of players underneath it. Adi Olamiwa was attacking it, but it's headed away. And now there's an opportunity here. That's Nathan Gray that's beat Jordan Regay for pace, and that's not something that can be said often. He's a little bit isolated at the moment on the far right-hand side as we look at it. Plays it back to his defenders, and they're going to want to just keep the ball. This is the perfect pitch to play football on, isn't it?
It is. I mean, as much as we can say this pitch suits Tottenham, it probably suits Volland as well. I mean, we don't...
Ooh, and there's a loose touch there by the goalkeeper, but he's done well to beat the on-rushing Ethan Taylor there. Little push in the back by Adi Olamiwa.
The goalkeeper's the calmest person in the entire stadium. But
God, my heart was fluttering at
mine
that. But you're not going to want to give Ethan Taylor too many opportunities to nip the ball off your toe.
Well, Ethan's the kind of player who'll remember that and remember what you did and learn from it the next time, you know, adapt his actions the next time.
Yeah, so. He does do that. So we're 8.5 minutes into this cup final here. AFC Tottenham 0, Follens Sports 0. And no real notable chances as yet. Regay with the long diagonal. As you mentioned, they're looking for Adams, but it's dealt with comfortably there by Johnson. in the left-back position, but Adi Alamiwa dispossesses the ball forward. Now a long ball over the top looking for Kasimu. It's cleared away, but only as far as, I think that's Tomasso.
Yes.
To the feet of Kasimu. Kasimu beats one, plays it inside to Taylor. Ball over the top, and it's just curling away from Kasimu and runs behind for a goal kick.
A little bit too intricate there in the end, but you saw at the beginning of that build-up, as Adi Alamiwa won the ball inside the Tottenham half, played it forward to Lewis Waterfield straight away. He was turning, looking up on the diagonal. Is Jordan free on the left-hand side? Yes, he is. Ping it out over there. And that's the way Tottenham like to get forward as quickly as they can, use the full width of the pitch, and that gives other players time to get forward and get on the end of crosses.
So, a really tentative start from both sides here. First real opportunities for Tottenham to get into this game. And still goalless, though, as we approach the 10-minute mark. Who do you think will be the more pleased of the management teams?
Well, I think in the first couple of minutes, Folland would have been, but I think Jimmy would probably feel that Tottenham are just starting now to assert themselves a bit more and take control of things in the midfield.
That was a good tackle there by Medway. Finds Kasimu, and Kasimu now plays the ball into Waterfield. He moves forward into the Folland's half. And now there's a good bit of interplay here. Taylor looking for the ball over, trying to find Reed. I don't think he needed to play that ball. I think he could have kept hold of it a little bit longer.
The way he can hit them, he might have even had a go himself.
Good defence there by Harry Medway. Really getting involved early on here. Gets the ball back for the Stags. Olamiwa just looking for his options. Plays the ball into the feet of Kasimu. Loose touch, though. Ooh. And he's dispossessed there.
A rare heavy touch from Hisham Kasimu.
Yeah, you don't see him often. But Jake Long nicked the ball off his toe. But Folland can't keep hold of it. And it will be a Tottenham throw on the far side.
Yeah, I was just mentioning Nathan Gray in the Folland team. I should explain that we know him because he's a member of the AFC Tottenham Sunday team under Sam Conway. He's a joint top scorer for them with 11 goals for the season in all competitions. And he scored in the semi-final of this competition for Folland against Forley. So he's one we know on their side.
Yeah, he did. He did score one of their two goals. In the last game, the goal scorers were, Jake Long scored in the 125th minute of that game. It was a penalty to send it to extra time. And of course, as we mentioned, they lost on penalties, losing that playoff, trying to make it up to the Premier Division of the Wessex League.
Yeah.
And it's a good physical battle there between Kasimu and the defender for Follens. The defender for Follens didn't look happy with the battle, but I think it was fair.
It was a clean shoulder. The rule regards shoulders is that as long as you've got one foot on the ground at the point of impact, then it's fair. So as long as you're not jumping into the player, it's a shoulder challenge. So that looked good to me.
Exactly. And I think if you've got it's a contact sport, isn't it?
Exactly.
You're going to play physically. You're going to get the ball. Yeah. You're going to get your hands on players as long as you're not using them for leverage. I think there's no issue at all here. Callum Bourne's going to have to do a little bit of work here, being chased down by the really pacey Fabio Manuel there.
You do get the impression that Manuel is probably one of their bigger threats, certainly in terms of creating opportunities for them.
Yeah, well, as we said, assists and goals-wise, he's exemplary in their team.
Yeah.
Regay looking for Kasimu, but the clearance only finds its way to Reed. Reed now looking for Adams. Finds the feet of Adams. Back, good interplay between the two. Just finding a few little triangles, a few little pockets of space. Tottenham. Regay now gives it to Kasimu, but you don't want him that far out wide. You want him in the box. He drives into the box now. Can he get a shot away? He can't. He plays the ball across. Bourne was there, but it's cleared away. Only as far as Waterfield. We're edging closer to the fallen goal. 13 minutes gone here in the SDFA Saturday Senior Cup final. Still goalless. Tomasso looks out wide for Callum Bourne. Back to Tomasso. Really prolonged period of play here with the ball at Totten's feet. Olamiwa looking for a clipboard forward, but it's deflected and it finds its way to Folland, and they're able to come away with it.
There's a slight suggestion of a pull on Hisham Kasimu as he was going through there earlier, but it would have been a soft one.
And Bourne, as you were alluding to a few minutes ago, that he's going to have to deal with Manuel early in this game. Regay is driving forward now. There's a little bit of space, but the challenge does enough just to put him off his stride. And a clearance finds Medway about 10 yards outside his own box. Reed coming deeper to collect that ball. Plays the ball forward, looking for Taylor, and it runs through to the goalkeeper for Folland. And that's not going to be causing him any hustle.
Hustle's later if they win.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a few signs the game's starting to open out a bit. The distance between the two back lines is opening up. There's more space in midfield. So
Bourne launches the ball forward and it's headed away there by the, well, supposedly away side at this neutral venue. It will be Medway with the ball at his feet. But look, if nothing else,
yep,
what an opportunity for us to be able to be here with Stags Radio at St Mary's.
It is certainly a nice experience. It's not as big a crowd as you would normally get for a Saints home game, but it's nice to be here. And there's a strong Tottenham contingent, strong Fulham contingent as well, away to our left. So
opportunity here, finds Regay in the box, and it's the defender. Well, the defender was actually Nathan Gray coming all the way back from the right wing to defend against Jordan Regay, and it will be a corner to Tottenham.
He's a hard worker, Nathan. You see him do that for the Tottenham Sunday team. If things are not going right in the spaces behind him, even though he's playing up front as number 10, he'll get back and do the dirty work if it needs to be done.
Just as the floodlights come on, it's a little bit early, but we'll take it. Jake Adams clips the ball into the box. Tommaso was there, but he doesn't win the header. And there's a late challenge there on Freddie Reed by Jamie White. And it will be a free kick about 45 yards out for Totten, but near to the, just 5 yards inside the touchline.
Yeah, Freddie had the legs to get away from Mr. White there. Forced him into a challenge he didn't really want to make.
Tell you what, the Southampton FC groundsman, I'm going to be a bit happy with that one. It's made a little 11 on the pitch there. But I think they will be able to deal with it. I wonder if they'll be out with the little pitchforks at halftime.
Maybe. Do they still have pitchforks at football grounds these days?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I hope so.
I remember at the Dell they used to. There used to be a guy that come on and repaint the penalty spot sometimes.
Really? Yeah. Wow. So it will be Jake Adams. Bit of a set piece specialist. He fancies himself from this free kick. Plays the ball into the box. Curling effort. Adi Olamiwa was there. It's only found Kasimu. Can he get a shot away? He hits it and it's blocked away. It's a great block there.
Yep. That's what you want from your defenders. Prepared to put their body on the line when they need to. That's a brave block by the number 4.
And that was Brad Johnson there. And it will be Jake Adams to go over to the far side and take this corner ball. But it does feel like they're building momentum, doesn't it?
Tottenham started slightly sluggishly, let's say, but they seem to be finding their feet now.
That header there from Adam Tommaso goes over the bar, and that's not going to be testing Newman at all.
Yeah, when I said finding their feet, it takes a little while longer to find their heads with that sort of cross.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not the tallest man on the pitch, and also it was slightly behind him. So it's did you play as a defensive midfielder?
I did. I even played as a centre back a lot of the time, but in the end, I think I settled into right back, right wing back sort of position. But I played a lot as defensive midfielder or centre back, not at as high a level as these teams, but I must have played about 500 games all told, you know, in amateur football. The kind of level where you pay to play rather than
Yeah, I know that feeling indeed. Yeah. It's cleared high into the sky here. The sunny sky by Connor Rowe, centre half for Folland. And Bourne does really well there to put the ball off Manuel, and it will be a Tottenham throw.
Two players were wrestling with each other there as the ball was sort of bouncing above them. I thought Callum might have got a free kick out of that, but he's got the throw anyway. So.
Yeah, it looked like there was a little bit of a shirt in the hand of Manuel, but not causing him enough of a trouble to not win that throw. And it will be Bourne. It does feel massive, this pitch. I don't know.
It does look big. Maybe it's to do with our perspective. We're not usually quite so high up from the pitch, are we? But
No, that's true.
It does look big. And as I say, I think as the game goes on, if Jimmy can get them to remember that they're supposed to hit it diagonally to the wide men, it could play into our advantage.
Olamiwa wins that free kick there, and it's given to Medway, who launches a ball over to the far side. And now Medway has it, and he rifles it, but it's a long way behind Bourne, and that will go out for a fallen throw. And that's just taken a little bit of pressure off there.
Yeah, it's a shame that if Harry had managed to hit that one more accurately, then Callum was in a position to progress us forward down the right-hand side. But there'll be other chances.
Launch long, headed away by Olamiwa. Good touch there by Waterfield. Now looking for his options. Finds Adams. Adams has got acres of space. Now being closed down.
Jordan's racing down that.
Yeah, Jordan is. He really got the afterburners on there. Wasn't seen, though. And so they just turn back, give it to Waterfield and Tommaso at the anchor, in that anchor role in midfield. Cross to Reed. Now Taylor. Taylor looking to get onto that stronger left foot. Finds Kasimu. Now Taylor has got a shot. Shooting opportunity. Gets into the box. Now gives it back to Adams and it's blocked away. I think he could have taken the shot a little earlier.
Possibly. He was in two minds as to whether to shoot early or go past another defender and set himself up for a wider angle shot. Defenders did well. They backed each other up well there.
So Freddie Reed plays it inside to Adams. Good little triangles here, and they're all trying to get early touches here. 20 minutes played here at St Mary's, live on Stags Radio, sponsored by Jellyfish Livewire. Do go and check out www.jellyfishlivewire.co.uk for all of your online marketing needs. And it is going to be a throw-in for Callum Bourne. Let's test your footballing knowledge here, Ben Rocky Adams. Let's see if you know who the next elite level visiting side will be on this pitch.
Oh, is it Norwich City? Right now,
it's Charles? Not Norwich City.
Oh, no, they've already been here, haven't they?
Yeah, don't worry. Norwich City can play on a park pitch for the rest of the season. It doesn't matter.
Southampton's next home game.
Shall I tell you?
I don't know.
This pitch will be graced by the players of Liverpool.
Oh.
So going from AFC Tottenham and Folland to Liverpool, it's a little step, I would say. So Mo Salah and former Saint Sadio Mane will be here.
And Virgil van Dijk.
Virgil van Dijk, of course, as well, yeah.
Yeah.
So, well.
That's what they need to prepare for Real Madrid, isn't it? Champions League final.
So, good dispossession there. Now Adams looking to win that ball and a little push, and he can't keep it. But Regay closing the ball down, and it will be a fallen throw on the far side. But, as we mentioned, you mentioned about the Champions League. While we've got a little stoppage in play, it has been, the semi-finals have been immaculate this year in the Champions League, haven't they?
So, certainly been exciting. I didn't actually watch the game yesterday, but I was in a position where I kept getting messages on my phone every time something happened. So it seems you couldn't sit down. So
your phone battery must have been dripping away very quickly.
Yeah.
So we have got a few games that kick off in Europe this evening that involve English teams or British teams, and we will keep you up to date with those. Frankfurt against West Ham.
Lewis is in acres over here.
Yeah, he's got loads of space, but it will be a throw into Tottenham. So yeah, we've got Eintracht Frankfurt against West Ham United and Rangers against RB Leipzig in the semi-finals of the Europa League. We'll keep you up to date with that. And of course, in the Europa Conference League, Roma face Leicester City. So tough tie for Leicester City in that game.
Have they already played a first leg in that?
They have indeed, and it is 1-1 from the first leg.
Right.
Jake Adams beats one player with ease. I think it was Nathan Gray. Now Regay, can he get the ball into the box? There's a little push there, I thought. Yep. Or did he just slip? Maybe he's just not got long enough studs on it. And they did water this pitch quite voraciously in the first half.
I think there was a little nudge there. I don't think it was really a foul, but it was enough to encourage him to slip. Wasn't that either a foul or a dive, but I think he slipped.
He didn't claim anything.
No.
So I don't think even he was looking for much. Just seeing Nathan Hurst and Pascal Kapugamu, two of the substitutes for tonight's game, just coming back from their early warm-up routines. That's one of those new age things, isn't it? Multiple warm-ups. You don't just go put on your deep heat and slap your legs about and get on with it. You have to really go through the motions now, don't you?
Yeah, well, you know, if you've gone through all the trouble of getting changed, you may as well go and loosen up. But it's good to, because you never know when something might happen. You might suddenly be called on. We've had situations this season where players have had to come off during the first half where the managers wouldn't necessarily have wanted to make a first half substitution.
Yeah, without any sort of tactical kind of use of the players. It's been a must-make substitution. This is an opportunity here for Folland if Medway is asleep to it, but no, he's more than awake, and he does really well and wins a throw as well. And I think it was against Matt Casey, the captain for Follen Sports. And Totten will be pleased with that, not having to do too much work at the back as yet.
Yeah. Well, you should think, you know, the two teams are two divisions apart, and every Totten player should, in theory, get the better of his immediate opponent. But, you know, it's a cup final, and we shouldn't underestimate Folland. They're going to be good players in their own right. They've been winning most of their games this season.
Loose header there, and it's only going to find Kasimu. Adams, about 30 yards out. He's making his way into the box, clips the ball over the top, but that's over the bar. And it's just too weighty, and it will be a goal kick.
Nice idea. If it had come off, it would have been beautiful, but maybe he needed to put his foot through it a bit more.
One of the most notable former players of Follen Sports is actually Ted Bates, the Southampton legend.
Really?
Yeah, had a season with them. Well, from what I could tell, it was in the 1930s, so the records aren't particularly clear for that level of football at that time.
Yeah, the guy in charge of the website was a bit slapdash.
Yeah. but yeah, so Ted Bates, who actually we walked in past his statue out the front.
I didn't notice because I was struggling under the weight of the box you gave me to carry. But yeah.
Don't whinge about the boxes. You volunteered.
I did.
Harry Medway wins that header and Taylor wins the second. Kasimu's there. He's got Adams overlapping, but it's a loose pass. Kasimu goes to ground looking for something, and that is, he's not going to get anything. Anything of the sort.
He ran into the defender there. That wasn't a foul.
Adams keeps that ball in play. Oh, good shifting of his body weight to just send the opposition player to the shops. It was
a little shibby, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was lovely. And now this is an opportunity for Waterfield. Finds Taylor. Taylor's in the box by the byline. Plays it back. And it's a great opportunity for Waterfield. And that's the first shot on goal of the night. And it's a good save with the feet from Newman. But Taylor has won this ball back. Reed comes into the box as well. Finds Taylor. Can he turn? Ooh. Oh, looks for the shot on the turn. And it's just going to go out into the right back position, and Gray will be able to just see it out. No, it stops in the grass, and he's having to do some hard work there against Jordan Regay. But Folland lose the ball again. But that was a great opportunity.
A David De Gea style save with his left foot by the goalkeeper. Nicely pulled back by Ethan Taylor from the right hand side near the byline. Pulled it back towards the penalty spot. Lewis Wilsfield with a low drive, which a goalkeeper saved. David De Gea style, left foot.
David De Gea style. I tell you what, if he listens back to this,
David De Gea?
If Henry Newman listens back to this, he's going to be very, very pleased with that. Follen Sports, I didn't give them enough credit pre-match. They have had a very, very good season in that they've only lost 9 games all season.
Yeah.
Compared to Totten's 14, but they've only lost once at home.
And they scored something like, I think it was about 115 goals.
There were
four teams in that division who scored north of 100 goals. They got 115. I think it was Andover New Street. He got 120.
So, that is incredible. Yeah, do you actually want to know stats about the goals for the whole season for them?
You know I do.
You're going to love this. So, who do you think has scored? Here we go, bit of trivia.
Yep.
Bit of trivia. The game's slowed down a bit. We'll go for a bit of trivia. Who do you think scored more goals in all competitions this season? Between these two sides?
These two sides. Folland, I would imagine.
You'd think it was Folland.
Yeah.
They've scored 143 goals in all competitions.
Oh, no. We scored 100 in the league, didn't we? So
AFC Totten have scored 142. One goal difference.
Blimey.
But both in the 140s shows that they've both had good seasons.
So there's that title up for grabs as well tonight.
There is, yeah. Also, I know that Shaq Grengry is really hoping to get on the pitch because he's currently on 16 and he wants 20. So he wants to get a four for tonight. So as a substitute, that would be pretty good.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer against Nottingham Forest.
Yeah. Just having a little look at some of the other stats. They've won this competition on 3 occasions, Follen Sports. Last time that they won it was in the 86-87 season, so quite a while ago. In the last tournament that was completed, in the last Southampton Senior Cup, I'm just going to skip away there. Yeah, it was a ball forward from Reed looking for Kasimu, but he was just a yard or two offside. So in the last completed Southampton Senior Cup, Folland were knocked out in round two by Winchester City on penalties. And actually, they finished bottom of the Wessex League Premier in 2015-16. And that's why they are in Division One. So they were relegated back then and haven't been able to make it back up into that Premier League as yet. You've mentioned Nathan Gray on a few occasions this this evening. He is their top scorer this season with 18 goals in all competitions, followed closely by Roach, who's not involved tonight. I believe he might have departed the club. Who's on 16.
Yeah.
So they have got players who can score considerable amount of goals. It's not quite up to the level of Hisham Kassimu, who's one away from his 30 mark this season.
Yeah.
But still, 18 is a good return for a winger.
Yeah, very good. And Long, the forward Long, I don't know his first name.
Long hasn't had as many goals, but...
Well, I was just going to say he's been with the club for donkey's years. If you look back at that record between Tottenham and Folland, I think he scored against us as long ago as about 2011 or something. So,
And for a player to stay at a club for that long,
well,
nowadays is quite uncommon, isn't it?
Well, for all we know, he may have gone away and come back again. It is difficult to get full sets of stats on clubs at these levels, but it certainly looks as though he's been there a long time. So
Fabio Manuel on this near side. It's good cut inside there by Johnson. Has a shot on goal, and that's not going to test Brett Williams, and he's getting a good round of applause there. I think I think the fans know here that he's not a goalkeeper, but that will have built his confidence, that little save there.
But I think it was a good round of applause for Brett, but also for the player who cut in there and took the shot. The Fulham fans will be happy that he's prepared to be direct and actually take a shot on goal rather than, you know, put in a cross that might not come to anything.
So both teams cancelling each other out on the shots on target as yet, one each. Nothing major to report yet. And another foul there by Kassimu. He's just going to have to be careful because I think that is his third foul. So they're only niggly ones. There's nothing malicious in it.
He only leaned on him a bit. It wasn't too bad.
That wouldn't have even been a foul in the games that you play in.
Well, I've got a low centre of gravity, you see, so it wouldn't be enough to knock me over. So brilliant. It wouldn't even work. The ref wouldn't even know that I was being manhandled.
It's the elephant in the room. The season that Tottenham have had and the way that it finished. In the next stoppage of play, we will have a little discussion about that, just because I think it's important to note it, because actually it's going to make these Tottenham players much more hungry for next season. Adams with the ball. Gives it back to Bourne, just outside his own penalty area, looking for his options, plays it long, and that's a great ball into Taylor. Taylor takes it down on the chest, gives it to Waterfield, and now Regay on the far side, cuts inside, gives it to Tommaso. Waterfield back to Reed in the centre circle, now coming outside. He's met by Jake Long, gives the ball back to Harry Medway in his own half. Back to Reed. And it's interesting, isn't it? We're seeing at times the inverted fullbacks with Jordan Regay coming inside to collect that ball. He wants to get on the ball, doesn't he? Ball played forward here to Waterfield. He's in the box, plays a little bit out wide from his touch, plays across the box, and that's a good double save there by Newman. I think the touch might have been off the defender, actually.
He got a bit lucky with the spin on the bounce because there was a moment there it looked like it was going to squirm out as far as Ethan Taylor. But it kind of bounced back towards the keeper and he was able to throw himself on the ball.
So I mentioned that we'll talk about AFC Tottenham's season. Of course, finishing sixth in the Southern League Division 1 South, just 1 point outside of the playoff places, and were 3 minutes away from that final playoffs place. Ben, like, you were there with us on the night. It was hard to take, wasn't it? It was hard to take at Slimbridge.
It was, but, you know, you are in the end... Well, let's say at the start of the season, you're in charge of your own destiny. You can go out and win every game of football if you're good enough. But we didn't. We weren't good enough throughout the course of the season to win every game of football. And we put ourselves in a position where the results of games are hand over while we're attacking.
Yeah, Ethan Taylor running about 60 yards now, plays it across to Waterfield. Adams cuts back. Can he get a shot on goal? And he curls it just over the top left-hand
corner.
Just
a little too high from where we are. That's right in front of us. And it looked like it was going to dip into that top left corner, but just a little bit too high. Lovely attempt, though, from Jake.
It was a great effort there.
he's been a player this season.
He has.
He came to us mid-season. He's been a real sort of shot in the arm for the team.
And he, without question, and he's been pretty much an ever-present since he joined the club.
Yeah.
When I'm just going to have a little look to see when it was.
January, wasn't it? Or February?
Yeah, it was because he came over from, he joined from a team in kind of the Southern League Prem, but he had previously been playing in the academy at Bournemouth.
That's right. Yeah, he had been with Bournemouth Academy. He had a short spell at Alsford Town, who we beat in
It was in the Wessex League. Yeah, it was Alsford.
We beat them in the early rounds of the Hampshire Cup, didn't we, this season? But he's a very skillful player. He's destined to play at a higher level, whether with Totten or elsewhere eventually. But he's been a real, as I say, a shot in the arm for the team. Brings creativity and awareness.
He's a danger man, isn't he? He's one of those players that makes things happen. Well, we say that. He's just slipped. And now Manuel's able to come forward. Tries to beat Olamiwa, and Olamiwa just puts his body in the way.
Yep.
Gives it back to Williams, who can clear it long. And that is good defence there by Adi Olamiwa. Not played as many minutes this season as he would have liked. Kasimu is called up for a free kick there in the centre circle. I didn't see much of a foul there.
I didn't think that was a foul. He kind of wrapped his leg around the player to knock the ball forward and then run onto it himself. So I thought he was actually playing the ball, but referee's closer than we are. Good defensive play there by Adi Olamiwa. Used his physicality very well to take control of that situation, which is something that on occasions I think he hasn't done this season, but he certainly did it very well there.
You were saying about the influential Jake Adams.
Yeah.
This is a ball over the top here and a chance to get a shot on goal. Ooh. And I thought there was an open goal there. Brett Williams had to slide to win that ball and take it away from the fallen player. And now Taylor, can he play the ball forward looking for Kasimu? It's an ambitious ball and I think it's going to go all the way through to Newman.
Yeah. There was a sign there in the way that Brett went for that with his foot as a forward would do, as an outfield player would do, whereas a goalkeeper might well have just thrown his body in, grabbed the ball, stuck his head in the danger area. But
he doesn't want to ruin that nice face, does he?
Or that hair, you know.
Or that hair, yeah.
Spends a lot of money on that.
As we said, Jake Adams, he joined the club 17 games ago.
Yep.
He was an unused sub in his first game. And since then, he has featured in every single game. He's only made 2 substitute appearances and he has scored 3 goals in that time. And that shows how influential he's been in that from the time that he joined, he has just been playing as pretty much an ever-present.
Well, it's not just about the goals he scores, is it? It's also about the chances he creates. And he fits into the way that the team plays. But he's also his individual skill is that he can do things on the ball that other players can't do and create opportunities where others might have to just lay the ball back, you know, play a safer pass.
On Podbean, I can see somebody named Cassie Adams, who's just liked the show as we were talking about him and gone, hashtag Adams. Cassie, let us know, who are you and what relation are you to Mr. Adams?
No relation as far as I know, but...
So do let us know. And there's hands all over the back I think it was Nathan Gray, and it was by Adi Olamiwa, and Olamiwa and Medway having a stern word there.
Yeah.
I saw just a minute or so ago a little shake of the head from Jimmy Ball. He's wanting players to be a bit more physical, and he's having a chat with Jake Adams as we speak. Cassie has responded saying, "His stepmom. Oh, you are his stepmom." Well, look, we are very pleased that he is a Stag. He's been a great player for us this season. And
Jake Adams. I was thinking me.
Oh, sorry. No.
Of course.
No relation to you.
Yeah.
Jake Adams' stepmom, and he. And look, he's a really nice lad off the pitch as well.
Yeah.
It is going to be a free kick here for Folland. Launched into the box there by Gray. Williams comes out and it does come off his hand, but free kick given against the Folland players. Yeah. And I think, he had got a little bit of a push. He was trying to get through a mass of bodies there.
Yeah.
And he did just get bounced off a little bit. But
I've met Jake's father, actually, because, you know, as you know, I sell the programmes these days before the matches at the Snows Stadium. And he came and bought one on the day when Jake was actually on the front cover of the programme. So.
Oh, nice. Ethan Taylor plays the ball inside. Kasimu's there, about 20 yards out. And it's just that final pass that's not being pulled off by the Stags as we speak. I do apologise. Adam Tomasso wins the ball back though. 38 minutes gone here at the Snows. Not at the Snows. That's St Mary's. That's how used to being at the Snows I am.
Yeah, it doesn't have, they've got it written across their shirts.
Yeah, very true. Here at St Mary's. live on Stags Radio, still goalless in the SDFA Saturday Senior Cup Final. Our broadcast is sponsored by Jellyfish Livewire here, the online marketing company, as Olamiwa goes for...
Nathan just clipped his heels there. Just give him a little kick.
But he did go down a little bit Tom Daly-esque there. It was quite a tumble.
He did get a kick. I saw it. But I should be asking Nathan about that later.
Yeah, put a bit of pressure on him to get answers. Brett Williams has come all the way out to take this free kick, but he's been pushed back. But he will receive the ball from Olamiwa, about 5 yards outside his own box. Gives it across to Harry Medway. So with about just under 6 minutes remaining in this first half, team talks would be very, very interesting. You'd love to be a fly on the wall, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to know, you know, for example, what Jimmy will be telling the players. I think, by and large, they've had the better of the game, but they haven't really created many clear-cut chances. A good save with his feet by Newman to stop Lewis Waterfield. Jake Adams has had a couple of opportunities which have gone over the bar.
Reed looking for Taylor. He made a little sharp turn into the box there, burst of speed, but not won anything there. Not collected the ball, but Tottenham have won the ball back. Regay finds Taylor, cuts back on his right foot. There was an opportunity to play in Kasimu there. There was a great touch for Kasimu into the path of Taylor, but it's straight at the goalkeeper. And that's a real let-off for Folland.
Well, I think Ethan Taylor is such a left-footed player. You think if he's going to go on his left foot, he's going to shoot. If he's going to go on his right foot, he's going to tee up Hisham Kasimu. But he went on his right foot and took the shot, and it was an underpowered shot from a good position.
Olamiwa underneath that ball, and then Medway with... Whoa, headers it backwards.
He remembers a Brexit goal behind him, doesn't he?
Whoa, I'm not sure. But he collected it with ease.
Yeah.
Brett Williams now going to be looking for a longer ball. And it comes off the side of his boot in a little wry smile there. But it comes off a fallen head and it will be a Tottenham throw.
I think, you know, the lads are just going to have to realise that, you know, Brett's not a natural goalkeeper. It's a difficult evening for him today, even if we emerge victorious. So they're going to have to make allowances for that in the way they defend and in the way they play the ball back to him and that sort of thing.
Loose play by both sides in the midfield here. Callum Bourne now finds Regay. Now there's a bit of space here for Reed. Plays it forward to Jake Adams on the far side. Jogging forward with the ball at close control. Finds Reed on the overlap. Plays the ball across, but it's straight into the hands of Newman.
Good build-up. The cross was low and hard into the six-yard box, but needed to be pulled back a bit more. But Hisham Kasimi was around the penalty spot.
So, less than 4 minutes to go in this first half here at St Mary's. Sun just dipping behind the stand in front of us. Shouts for a handball against Olamiwa, but he's still got the ball and the ref hasn't given anything. But that pass is very, very loose.
Yeah.
And it comes off Casey and they're able to win it. But Tottenham win it back. Now Taylor, close control, beats a couple of players. Can he shoot? He can. And it's a little bit wide, probably about 2 yards wide of the goal. But the pressure is building on Folland.
Yep. Ethan there managed to get the ball where he wants it on his left foot. Went through two players. What was that? 25 yards out. He drove a low shot, but he just dragged it a bit far to the right-hand side.
You can just see some of the fans just starting to make their way down to get themselves a half-time beverage and maybe something to eat. I know that the food and drink here is quite good, actually. It's quite good.
Is it?
You'd expect so for a Premier League ground. But no, it is. It's very good food here. I enjoy it. I didn't enjoy the result when I was last here, though.
And what was that result?
Don't say it. It was a 2-0 victory for Saints against Norwich City.
Oh, yes, I remember.
And Oriol Romeu, who is a big fan of AFC Tottenham's work, it did come to one of our games recently.
Yeah, well, he knows where we are.
He knows where we are. Yeah, yeah. I did actually hear rumours
that
he was going to be here tonight. So... Yeah, I believe he was going to be in attendance. I haven't seen him, but if he is, I will be dragging him over to the Stags Radio setup to get a word with him live on air. But Oriol Romeu scored an absolute peach in that game very late on in the game, a half volley that, well, it it almost shredded the net here at St Mary's.
He scored against Crystal Palace the other day, didn't he?
Yeah, he scored a couple of goals recently. Not known for his goal-scoring abilities.
No, good player, though.
Very good player. Taylor, that's a driven ball out wide to Jake Adams on the far side. Little bit of a loose touch there. Now looking for Regé on the overlap. Clip ball into the box. It's behind Kasimu. Last ditch header there by Connor Rowe with the long locks of hair. Back to Regé on the far side. Can he find a ball into the box? This would be a great time for AFC Tottenham to score. 44 minutes gone. Just 1 minute left of normal time. And it's cleared out of harm's way. And it will be a corner ball.
Yeah, lovely bit of football there. But the ball went out to the left-hand side to Jake Adams. He was able to just hold on to it. Two players came to deal with him. He moved inside. Both defenders came with him. And that created space for Jordan Nugget down the left-hand side to overlap. And then he was able to get the cross in.
Got to say, Jordan Regé has been a good addition as well this season. Joined very early in the season, but his pace and his guile, he wasn't at first known for his defensive work, but bit by bit he's developed into a really good defender.
Yeah, I think he was really considered more of a left winger. I spoke to him the other day and he told me actually that during the...
Adams puts the ball into the box, drives it into the box. Kasimu's there, loose touch there, and it's cleared out for a throw.
Yeah, he told me that during a trial he had with Brighton and Hove Albion, they began to move him into left wing back, left back role. But since Jimmy Ball has taken over, he's demonstrated a preference for a three at the back system with wing backs. And that role really suits Jordan because it requires a defensive responsibility from him, but allows him to really concentrate on the attacking side of his game as well when the opportunity arises.
Yeah, because he was in favour under Glenn and Woodsy. Adams with an opportunity here, but it's on his weaker right foot. Now Reed finds Regé, really testing Regé here. He lifts it into the box. Adams is there and it's headed away and now launched away as well from Gatera, a player that we haven't mentioned often in this first half. There was 1 minute shown by the fourth official of additional time and we're about 20 seconds left of that. Nearly a loose touch there by the defence that could have run through to Kasimu. And it's hit long by Johnson to the head of Medway. Finds the feet of Regé. That's a nice little back heel into the feet of Tommaso. And that is half-time here in the SDFA Saturday Senior Cup Final. Saturday Senior Cup Final on a Thursday night.
Yeah,
here at St Mary's.
Well, what else are you going to do?
The halftime score is goalless. Ben, let's have a little look at that first half.
Yep.
Chances at a premium, we would say. Probably the best chance falling to Lewis Waterfield.
Yeah, Lewis, not a prolific goal scorer from midfield, but it was a good chance. He hit it well enough. I think the goalkeeper actually did very well to keep that one out. So you can't really have any complaints about that. A couple of shots over the crossbar from Jake, which were half chances, really. But I think Tottenham have been slightly the better team, but Jimmy Ball will be wanting more. He'll be wanting them to just be a little bit crisper, a little bit sharper, a little bit faster, just to up the levels of all aspects of their game and really assert their dominance. And if they do that, then potentially it's there for them to win tonight. But Follin have shown enough to say that they're no pushovers and they've got some ability. And they've had a couple of chances of their own. And with Brett not being a natural goalkeeper, could yet be a story to be told in the second half.
And it's somewhat lucky that they have kept chances to a premium because Brett Williams will have said that to his defenders. Do not let a shot get on my goal because he will not want to deal with any shots. If you were listening earlier and you heard us talking about the pitchforks, we can report there are six men on the pitch with pitchforks just sorting out any little scuff marks. You probably aren't that bothered, if I'm completely honest. But here at St Mary's, the home of Southampton Football Club, it's goalless at half-time. It's AFC Tottenham 0, Follin 0. Me and Ben Rocky Adams live on the commentary. We are going to go and get ourselves a bucket of Bovril and we will be back very shortly for the second half in this cup final. We will see you very shortly. We'll open up the second link. Make sure you get on there and do please share, like, this like the link, get it out to everyone you possibly can. We will see you very shortly, but at halftime here at St Mary's, we're goalless.